pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today.
Howdy y'all, Degenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 353, going out to the Sexy Mexi, just because we were talking about him off air, John Castaneda. He did a good interview with my co-host on his Top Turtle MMA podcast, so if you didn't listen to that, go back and listen to it. I believe it was last week. Thank you for coming to this here podcast, the MMA Gambling Podcast. 354 episodes in your ear holes already. This one, we're doing a colossal Coliseum KSW event, KSW 83 Coliseum 2. It's a massive event going down in Poland this coming weekend. We're going to give you picks for it. We kind of hyped it up last episode to let you know we got a big event. KSW, if you haven't seen any of their shows, they really do it up. It's kind of like Pride in the olden days, or like any big Japanese MMA was, with the lot of pageantry and whatnot. So, and some pretty good fighters too. So we're gonna get you some winning picks. I'm not gonna give you winning picks. I'll leave it to my regional expert here. All regions is not too easy. He's like one of those DVDs that are all regions. He can play anywhere. It's the one and only Daniel Gumby Vreeland.
Yeah, the regional MMA has been hitting this year. I just recently ran my stats. We're at 132 regional fights we've broken down that have actually come to fruition. Do you want to guess how many out of 132 I got right?
83. Whoa, I'm right in there. I must pay attention and not know it.
Yeah, which is good for about if you bet $100 blindly on every one of those fights, you'd be up almost $1,400. So
what can you do with that money, people?
Yeah, you can do a lot of things, and especially bet regional MMA. And, by the way, if you're not already in our Discord, get in our Discord at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord, because I also dropped a negative 210 play and a negative 130 play this past week on Cage Titans out of Plymouth, Massachusetts. Both of them hit like wildfire. Criminal lines. A book offered them for the first time ever. And they were absolute criminal lines. Both guys won by easy stoppage. The negative 131, Jack Congdon, now a 3-0 pro, beat a Bellator veteran in 96 seconds.
Fantastic. Look at you, hyping yourself up, puffing your chest up. It benefits everyone else, though, so people should pay attention when he does this. I should have dedicated this to all you Americans. Happy Memorial Day. Did you say Happy Memorial Day? That seems odd.
I think we talked about this last year. I don't think we say happy. We say happy.
Nothing happy about it.
I think we say Happy Veterans Day, because we've got these two military holidays, Veterans and Memorial. Yeah. Veterans is like you serve, thanks for serving, happy day. Memorial is like you died, so we don't celebrate it. So yeah, I think we say no, but like, how do you, it's Memorial Day. That's what it is while we're recording this.
Right.
It is your birthday, in the words of Dwight Schrute.
Well, there you go. We don't have it in Canada because we just count on you guys bailing us out if we ever get in trouble. So
we got you. We got you, dude.
Yeah, there you go. And we got
even
you for
a, even if you don't have Lupita Godinez anymore. We got you.
I know. We lost her. She didn't just go to the States. She went all the way down to Mexico. She crossed two borders. Anyhow, we'll take her back in a heartbeat if she wants to come back. So this is all about Polish MMA this episode, though. KSW, like I said, big event coming up. I'm going to tell you about our headlining sponsor, or maybe not headlining, but the first sponsor I'm going to tell you about. That would be the one and only Edge Boost. Have you signed up for Edge Boost yet? If not, you're missing out. Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Similar to buy now, pay later programs, Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest and pay back the advance over four equal weekly installments. That's right, 0% interest. Simply deposit funds into your account and Edge Boost will match the deposits. You can use two times the funds on any legal sports betting site. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in advances. That is right, up to $2,500 you can add to your bankroll. And then Gumby adds another $1,400 to you. You're going to be swimming in money. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge, EDGE, to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years or older to use. Only valid in legal gambling states. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. KSW 83, Coliseum 2, as Gumby explained. This is one of their like WrestleManias of fighting. They've only done one other, though. This is number two. When was the last one? How many years ago? Do you know?
I'll put the intern on it.
Okay. Anyhow, it is going down. It's internet pay-per-view. KSW. Confrontashza. Zuztuk Walki is how you say it. Right, Dan? Say it.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. 12 p.m. Eastern time on a Saturday, so you can watch this. I'm not actually. What time does UFC start this week? Do you know off the top of your head?
Are they going to overlap? I don't. I will tell you.
Intern's going to look that up too.
I'm going to put the so the interim on Coliseum 1 was 2017.
Okay, so does last come around every year, people?
May 27th, 2017, and that had a Kolodov fight, a Pujanowski fight, a couple of names you might hear in a second.
Oh, yep.
Narkin fought, Gamrot fought, Kleber Hurst fought, Arian Lipsky fought. There was a lot of like big names on that one.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so this is 6 years later. They're doing another one. It's going down in the PGE Narodawi. I don't know what the do they usually? I'm asking another question. Do they usually use that venue? Is that like one of the big? I'm assuming it's probably
this is one of the big stadiums, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So you don't know the capacity off the top of your head?
I don't know the capacity off my head.
Intern's gonna look it up.
The intern already has the prelims for this weekend for the UFC is at 6 p.m.
Okay, good. So probably won't overlap. This holds 58,580 people for football matches, 72,900 for concerts and other events. So we could be talking like 73,000 people if they sell it out, possibly.
Yeah, it's a big
crazy. Crazy. So yeah, this is a big KSW is a very big promotion. That's why you don't see a lot of like the names Dan mentioned. You probably recognize a few of them that are in the UFC now, but a lot of times fighters just stick with KSW, especially if they're Polish or they're from Europe. They pay good and they do massive events, and you know, you get everything you need right there without going to the UFC for $10,000 a fight or whatever they try to lowball you at. All right, let's kick things off with. We're all over the card is all over. Like I said, there's on the last episode, there's title fights like hidden partway through the card. I think they must be having an intermission. I'm guessing because the KSW Bantamweight Championship is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th fight from the top. So I'm guessing this is probably the main event of like the prelim portion. We could say if this was a UFC event, we got Jacob Wicklax. Huh?
It's Jakob.
Jakob. I'm scooting. You're right. Yes, Jakob Wicklax. We've talked with him before, I believe, right?
Many times.
We're listening to Martins. He's fighting. So a Polish fighter versus a Portuguese. Five-minute rounds for the KSW Bantamweight Championship. We'll tell you about the challenger, Martins, first. Galinho. G-A-L-I-N-H-O is his nickname. And that means?
It means Chicken Little.
Yes. You got it. He's 18-5, 6 knockouts, 8 submissions, He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 2-1 in KSW. He's won two straight fights in five of his last six. He has multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
23rd. Correct. Oh, I almost messed up there. Correct. Get the t-shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. 2013 was his pro MMA debut. He's an inch taller than Wicklax, plus 250. Wicklax, nickname is Masa. You know that one?
I don't.
Bulk. I think it like means mass, bulk, big.
Big dude
is what it means. But he's only 135 pounds. Is he really short and big?
He's not. He's kind of a lankier dude.
Yeah, okay. Maybe it's ironic. We'll see. Wicklax, 14-3-1. His resume is bulky. We'll say that. 14-3-1 with 9 submissions. Been knocked out twice, submitted once. So he's been finishing all of his losses. 4-1 KSW. He's won 4 straight fights, though, in 10 of 11. Has not lost a fight since July of 2020. This is his, he is the champion of the world now. This is his first title defense. He's fight down at flyweight. He's a year younger than Martins, 3 inches of reach on him. He's at minus 350. Over to you.
Minus 350, you said is the number?
Yeah. Minus 350 and plus 250.
I'm going to say that's kind of a bummer. I'm going to say Wicklax. because, okay. Yeah, like I think Wicklax is the right play here. I think he's going to handle Martins pretty easily. Mostly because, like, if you look at Martins, well, first of all, for those of you who don't know, he's a late replacement. He was not the original title fight. It was supposed to be Zuriko Jojua, who's a Georgian fighter with, like, really good wrestling. And he didn't get he had to pull out of the fight. And instead, we wind up with Martins, who's actually, if you go back and you look, he's actually already had a bantamweight title shot in KSW. He fought Sebastian Prisbiz, which I'm pretty sure I'm saying wrong. Prisbiz. And in that fight, he was just like wildly outmatched in the grappling department. And if you look at Prisbiz wound up dropping the title to Wicklax by grappling. So, like, you know, not that, you know, MMA math works all the time, but, like, if you're a worse grappler than Prisbiz and Prisbiz loses by grappling to Wicklax, like, you have to assume Wicklax is way better grappling than Martins here. And just, like, you know, like, if you go back and you look at his record, he's been really choked a couple of times, and he's had a little bit of issues with being on the ground, and he clearly wants to box, and I just don't think he's going to get the chance against Wicklax. So I'm a little bit upset that it's negative 350. I'm going to be honest. I didn't see these numbers before you started talking about them. That's not a number I was ready for, but I do think he's going to win. So I'm going to say, maybe don't throw him in a parlay at negative 350, but like if he gets another 200s, throw him in a parlay.
Yeah, I was going to say what would be a good one for you to hit. I don't think these lines are widely available on a bunch of books. Like Best Fight Odds only has like one listed now, so you may get him at better odds elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Wait until it moves around, because I think, not that I think tons of money is going to come in on Martins, but like he shouldn't be negative 350. That's a wild number. You're gonna get my raw reactions to all these lines, because I haven't seen any of these. Jeff's got all these lines. I don't have any of them. I'm gonna put them in as I get them. And that's a wild one to me.
I am the controller of the lines. And Wicklax should come down to the ring cage, whatever, to Whiplash by Metallica. Because every time you said his name, it made me think of Whiplash. You know that song?
I do know that song. Yeah. My brother was a big Metallica guy.
Yep. Metallica and Pantera, right? Good man.
Metallica, good man. Pantera, Disturbed. He was a big Disturbed.
I'm not big on Disturbed, but that's okay. I'll give him a pass. That's fine.
Yeah. He's metal kid.
That's fine. Glad that there's still some metal kids around. We need all kinds of kids, all genres of kids. All right, guess he's not a kid now, but anyhow, you know what I'm saying. We're gonna move off to another title fight, not headlining either. So like I said, I don't know if we're gonna have a bunch of intermissions or this has only got big name fights above it, so this is probably where it's supposed to be. KSW vacant middleweight championship. Pavel Pollock, which I think we've talked about before. Tomas Romanovsky, who I think we touched on before too. So these are all household names, Dan would say, right?
He's not related to the Romanowski who played for the Broncos, just for everybody yes. knows. Right. I checked. Good I checked.
I bet you did. All right, Pollock will tell you, but first, Plastino. What does that mean, Dan?
I got another
Eno.
No,
little
no
plasticine. So little plasticine, I guess.
Little plasticine era.
yep, I guess so. He's 21-4-1, 10 knockouts, 4 submissions. Never been finished in any fight. 3-0 in KSW, which has gotten him in this title shot. He's won 6 straight fights, and he's got 7-0-1 over his last 8. Has not lost a fight since December 2018. He won his last fight via TKO. Is a regional champ or was a regional champ. Used to fight up at welterweight. No, down, excuse me. Down at welterweight. 1-2 in the UFC. 2010 pro MMA debut. He switches title on Romanowski. 8 inches of reach on him. So he's got some... He's high on the ape index for the arms-to-body ratio here. And he's at plus 115. Romanowski, Tommy is the nickname. 18-8, 7 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. 9-1 to KSW. He's won 5 straight fights. And he's got 13-0 with 1 no contest over his last 14 fights. Used to fight at 170 pounds. 2009 pro MMA debut, minus 150. I forgot to ask, like I always ask, why is his belt vacated, Dan? Do you know the story about that?
I don't. I'm a little bit surprised to hear Romanowski is the favorite, though. Wait, I'll look up why KSW's 185 belt is vacant, but when I heard this fight was happening, and again, I don't mean to keep telling you that I've got ideas about how all these fights are run down, but like, I really thought that Pollock is going to be the favorite in this fight, and now that he's not, it kind of throws me off. It says here the title was vacated. Nope. No good reason why the title. Oh, Roberto Soldic. Roberto Soldic signed with 1FC. Yep. So that's why it's vacated. But like, I really thought Pollock was going to be the favorite here. And it's because like he throws big punches and, I mean, he does slow down. He seems to get tired as the fight goes on. And Romanowski might be a little bit faster, and he kind of fades a little bit. But anytime he finds any success, he gets really sloppy and, like, really overzealous. And he also slows as time goes. So I think Pollock is going to probably land the big shot here. I think if he doesn't land the big shot, I think he's probably going to bank the early rounds on his big shots and like landing harder than Romanowski does. It might be one of those fights where like Romanowski lands like 3 punches to every 2 of Pollock, but like Pollock snaps Romanowski's head back and the judges score it for Pollock. So I'm going to go with Pollock here. This one's a tough one, especially because, like I said, Romanowski's probably faster, but I don't think that matters here. So I'll take Pollock.
All right, we got ourselves a underdog. Hopefully you guys can still get it at a dog whenever it's on one of your books. So we got 2 title fights down already, and we're not even we're just getting into the top 3 on the card now. After I tell you about Shady Rays and Shady May, Shady Rays teamed up with SGPN for Shady May. Not only do you get an amazing 50% off, but you also have a chance to win $500, perhaps from Gumby's paycheck. I'm not positive on that. I haven't asked the bosses yet. Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays have durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. If you don't love them, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. And for international listeners, Shady Rays has you covered as well with shipping to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Here's what you got to do. Go to shadyrays.com. Use promo code SGPN for 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. And remember, May is almost over. Very, very, this is the 29th already, so we got a couple of days left. So make sure, take your receipt to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win the $500 Shady May contest. So shadyrays.com, code SGPN. And we are...
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Moving on now to a non-title fight, but it's a big boy fight. The heavyweights, 3-5, very big, chunky guys. Actually, muscular guys. I don't know what Artur Spizpilka looks like body-wise, but Dan surely will know. He knows what all these guys' bodies look like. He's fighting Marius Pudzianowski at heavyweights. Like I said, 3 5-minute rounds if the fight goes that long. We'll tell you about Spilka. Spilka, his nickname is Spilla, so they just took the K out. I don't know if that means something in Polish, but yeah, that's his nickname.
I don't know.
Gumby's not going to that's not one of the ones for Gumby to remember, the nickname man. All right, this man is 2-0 in MMA with 2 knockouts, 1-0 in KSW. His knockouts actually aren't really knockouts. One was a retirement and one was, I believe, an injury. So
knee injury, for
a hand injury,
knee.
Oh, knee injury. Okay. Yeah, so not really. They technically are count as knockouts, but not really. He's known as he's made his name known as a boxer. He's 24-5 as a pro boxer and was a champion. Fought some names you probably have heard of. None of them, I think, Deontay Wilder he might have fought once. So that's one name that comes to mind. Based on their past, not the past ways. He's 12 years younger than Pudzianowski. It has nothing to do with the scale, and he's 2 inches taller. He's at +180. Pudzianowski, he also has a nickname that just shortens his name, Pudzian. and Pudzilla. He's 17-8 with 1 no contest. He's knocked out 12 people. He's been knocked out 4 times, submitted 4 times. Jeff is running out of steam here. 17-7 with 1 no contest in KSW. 5-1 over his last 6. He lost his last fight via TKO to the man headlining on the card. 2009 debut. He used to be the world's most strongest man multiple times over. So I've said this before, but he actually legitimately turned out to be a decent MMA fighter. Usually you don't see guys that come in basically as a gimmick actually make a career out of things, but he definitely has. He's got 2 inches reach on Zabilka. 19 pounds heavier than him based on their last weigh-ins. He's at -250.
Pooj. All day.
Pooj.
You got to take him for a couple of reasons. You know, like you mentioned, Pudzianowski has somehow found a way to not be a gimmick. Like when he switched over to MMA, I was like, good God, who gives a fuck? Right. Like,
yep.
And now we're 26 fights into this dude's pro career, dude. And that's, you know, it started with, you know, he fought Tim Sylvia, and he fought Butterbean, and he fought Bob Sapp, and he fought Sean McCorkle, and he fought Hollis Gracie, and you're like, okay, we get it, dude. And then now, he's actually made a pretty decent career out of what he's doing, and it's with good wrestling, and it's with decent punching, and he's fighting a dude who, like, I had to go look at who Zabilka was, because I'd never seen him fight before. And, dude, it's just like, in terms of what he does in an MMA cage, it's just like wild haymakers. Nonstop until somebody falls. And it ain't going to be Pudzianowski who falls. The dude is tough as nails. The people who knock him out are like Kolodov, you know, Bedorov. Oh, no, Bedorov submitted him. I think Bedorov submitted him now that I think about it. Like, nobody's going out there and knocking out Puchinovsky other than, like, you know, Kolodov and Tim Sylvia in his, like, third ever fight. So, I think Puchinovsky is going to watch him throw wild punches, and it's just going to either floor him or take him down. Give me Puchinovsky here. And, -250 is a fine number, too. I think throw him in a parlay at that number. Yeah, yeah.
A fine number. Excuse me. All right. We got a title. Our last title fight, actually, is not headlining, so there you go for that. It's KSW Lightweight Championship, 5 5-minute rounds, 155 is the weight class. Marion Zielkowski, whatever. I know it mean whatever, no disrespect, but that's the best I'm going to do, I think.
Polish names are hard.
Yes. Saladin Parnasse, he is fighting. A Frenchman. I can say his name because, you know, us Canadians are French. All right. I'm going to tell you about Zielkowski, the champion. Actually, no, I'm going to tell you challenger. Why am I telling you about the champion first? Parnasse, 17-1, 2 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out one time, so he's been stopped in his only loss. 9-1 in KSW. He's won 4 straight fights, the last 2 via submission. I believe the last 3 out of 4 were also submission as well. So he went submission, I think decision, and then submission before that. He is the interim champion at this weight class. He used to fight at featherweight, 7 years younger than Zielkowski, -200. That's why I was going to do the real champion first. Zielkowski, golden boy, 25-8-1, 6 knockouts, 13 submissions. Been knocked out twice, submitted twice, 6-2 in KSW. He's been the champion in the weight class, and he's already defended it 3 times. So this would be defense number 4. He's won 4 straight fights and 6 of 7. He's not lost since August of 2020. Was a regional champion, 2011 pro MMA debut. 2 inches height, 2 inches reach over Parnasse, and he's at +150.
Hey, I'm going to read you a quick run at the last 3 people to beat Zielkowski.
Okay.
All right. So you ready? You ready for this? And you can tell me. You can tell me what you know about these guys. Matthews Gamera.
He's really good. He's a gamer.
Kleber Ernst.
I don't know him.
He's 1FC, dude.
The biggest promotion in the world.
Even if you don't know Kleber Ernst. Matthews Rebecki.
Yes, I know him too.
So what do you know about the fight style of Matthews Rebecki and Matthews Gamera?
I think he's not good against guys named Matthews, first of all.
Is that a fight style? Nailed it.
I nailed it.
Yeah, it's that, but it's also
wrestling.
Yeah, he's not good against
grinding.
Yeah, due to grind. Dudes who wrestle, dudes who are good on the mat. And then you go and you look at Parnasse and you look at what he's good at, and it's literally that, man. Like, 3 out of his last 4 fights, he's rear naked choked the dude. His only loss in his pro career is he went to go shoot a takedown. He ate a forearm. And he then immediately followed that up with beating that same exact guy by taking him down 755 times. Like, he's a really great wrestler. He's fought other great wrestlers. Like, he beat Morgan Chautier, who's another good French wrestler. He beat William
Chautier.
Gomis. Yeah, yeah. Not
you said
no.
Gomis, right? That's good.
Yeah, he beat William Gomis. Like he's fought a bunch of good dudes. He beat Martin Rozic, who's another one. Ivan Butchinger. Like, in all of them, he's done by grappling. So, like, -200 is not a high enough number here. Parnasse is a
Parnasse.
Yeah, sure. Parnasse. Parnasse.
There's something about French names. You refuse to say French names correctly.
You mean Cormier?
They Cormier, but everyone else, you're a stickler for names. There's something there we should dive into sometime.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about my hatred for the French at some point in time. But Parnasse, -200. Easy number.
Oh, easy number even. How good is he? I may have seen him fight. I'm not sure, but is he like a guy you like to see in the UFC at some point?
I'd love to, but I think he found KSW, and it's making good
money. Like I said, the money is there.
Yeah, and like I said, he's won 3 out of 4 by rear naked choke. He's been fighting in KSW since like 2017. I think it's been since he joined KSW. So like, if you've been there for 6 years, you're making money that you like, and he's about to be the champ. He's going to be the champ.
Ooh, look at that.
They're not going to let him go.
Yep. All right. Main event time. This is 3 5-minute rounds at middleweight. A featured fight, we can call it. Mamed Khalidov versus Scott Askham. I don't know what we're going to ask him. We're going to find out. I'll tell you about Askham first. 19-5, 12 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's only been stopped once. He's been knocked out one time. So 24 fights, only been stopped once. Very durable guy. 4-1 in KSW. Used to be the champion. 2-4 in the UFC. He's won 5 of his last 6. He did get knocked out by Khalidov. That was his last loss. Was to him. That was back in October of 2020. He did beat Khalidov also before. So actually, I'm not sure if the loss was the loss from 2020. I don't know. My notes.
Yeah, it seems crazy, but they fought in 2019, 2020, and then he took a 3-year break.
Okay. So he beat Khalidov in 2019, lost to him October 2020, got knocked out by him, has not been seen since. So there you go. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. 2010 pro MMA debut. 3 inches of height on Khalidov, 8 years younger than him. He's at plus 130. Khalidov Cannibal is the nickname. I don't think we should dig into that one, right? Don't find out why he's called Cannibal, Dan.
They can't end well. I didn't look.
It can't end well. He's 36-8-2. 16 knockouts, 16 submissions. How's that for well-rated and dangerous? He's been knocked out twice, submitted 3 times. 20-4 in KSW. Used to be the champion in multiple weight classes, KSW. Used to fight at light heavyweight. He was a champion there, and he was champion at middleweight as well. 2-4 over his last 6. He did win his last fight via TKO against Pudzianowski. That was up at heavyweight. He also was a regional champion. 2004, he's been a pro MMA fighter since. He's at minus 175.
What did you say that the number one on Askham was?
Minus 175 and plus 130.
All right, so I'm going to go ask him here. I'm going to get a dog.
I'm going to ask you why, ask him.
I really think if you look at their 2 fights, and first of all, I am worried he's been away for 3 years. That's obviously a concern. But I will say, if you look at their 2 fights together, one of them is a 36-second knockout from Khalidov, and you're like, oh, yeah. But what does a 36-second knockout show you other than he's got crazy power? And before that, he really got outworked. Like, the thing about Askham is if you like look back at all of his fights, and I'm not just talking about the most recent one, but I'm talking about all of his fights. Like, this is a dude who puts you up against the cage. He wears you out. He gets you to a point where you feel like you're going to quit, and then he beats you up a little more. And you've seen that in his Luke Barnett fight. And you can go back and you watch his fight with Michael Materla, who he actually wound up finishing that fight too. You know, like if you look at some of his fights in the UFC, he's just like, he's a grinder. And Khalidov, you have to, if you're betting on Khalidov, you're betting on Khalidov to be like, Khalidov's going to knock him out. Because if you don't think Khalidov's going to knock him out, he's not going to beat him at all. So I think Askham's just going to be more durable, tougher. He's going to work better in the clinch. And I think all those things are going to work for him. So give me Scott Askham, especially if you can get him at plus money here.
All right. I asked, he answered. So that you kind of like groaned at the starting. Was that about my joke?
Of course, ask him.
At least I got a reaction, so that's all I'm looking for. All right, even if it's negative, ask him is his pick as a slight underdog. Parnasse is kind of big favorite, I guess. Pudzianowski as a bigger favorite. Pollock as a slight dog, and Wicklax as a big favorite. So that is the picks on this stacked card. KSW. Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you get in the Discord and you can enjoy watching it with us. I'm sure there'll be plenty of people in there watching. UFC holds events in Asia that start at 4 a.m. in 6 a.m. on the East Coast. And people
3 a.m. on the West Coast. 3 a.m.
Yeah, and people are in there chatting, so people will be there. That would be sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Twitter, SGP and MMA, and Gumby Vreeland and Jeff Fox Writer. They're the ones you have to follow. What else can you do? You can, if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'll probably get more active on there posting MMA stuff. It's Jeff_Fox_Writer. Gumby's got a podcast, Top Turtle MMA podcast. He interviews interesting MMA fighters. This week is Damon Blackshear, and I'm already blanking on who the
other. Ayman Zahabi.
Oh, yes. We talked about that endlessly after we went off air. Ayman Zahabi. So that's Todd Turtle MMA. All of the good stuff is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Make sure you get in there. And if you want to enter my Pick'em contest and read all my UFC Pick'em contest and read all my MMA writings directly out of your inbox, moneymma.substack.com. I'm at that point where I have run out of words, so Gumby's going to take us out of here. We'll be back Wednesday to give you some UFC picks.
But before we go, I do have to give you my Edge Boost Double Down Play of the Day, and that's Maurice Pujanowski, -250. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest, so go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge, and make sure you get in on Pujanowski. All right, I'm David Gumby Vreeland. He's Chicken Little Jeff Fox, and we will see you on Wednesday.